rent cap. Lots of discussion about the rent cap. And this comes on the heels of a report yesterday that is certainly gained interest. And that is that Nova Scotia now has the highest asking rent in the country. And that includes BC and Ontario. And we know that the rent cap is in place until the end of 2027. So for those of you that haven't already received your increase this year, some of you are going to get 5% this year. Some of you are going to get, and I'll put myself into that category, 5% next year. And then in 2027, the premier in conversation with us last week said that it is the priority of his government to phase out said rent cap. Didn't give any details on what that looks like, but that was what the premier had to say about the whole thing. Please welcome to the show today, community legal worker at Dalhousie Legal Aid, and that is Mark Culligan. Mark, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
For sure. I know that it is your guys' kind of mandate to deal with these kind of issues, Mark. And boy, you know, I'm in the category of getting that 5% this year and next, and I'm worried what happens in 2027. What are people telling you?
Well, I'm hearing from a lot of folks who are afraid. They're afraid that they won't be able to afford the rents if the rent cap is removed. And they're afraid, too, what it will mean for their ability to stand up for other rights, too, if the rent cap is removed. Because what we saw before the rent cap was created was a lot of cases where landlords were trying to get around eviction rules or to punish tenants who were standing up for their rights for repairs and stuff by increasing their rent to levels that they couldn't afford.
Mark, did it surprise you to hear that Nova Scotia now has the highest asking rent in the country?
So I think that that might be a bit off. I think the idea is that what we're seeing is like high rates of unaffordability, but I think the asking rents are still higher in a few other markets. So I think like certainly what we have is a market that's kind of uniquely unaffordable for Nova Scotians, but I think the data is still out there saying that there are a few other markets where it's more expensive to get a few to get certain rents.
I've spoken with landlords associations with small landlords, the mom and pop landlords, quote unquote, who say that you know, in the last several years they have been unable to turn any kind of profit. In fact, we're losing money based on this cap because they're unable to keep up with their increase in cost. Your response to that?
So I've got a couple different responses. The first I think is the mess of the small landlord. So the landlord lobby says that about 90% of rental housing owners are small landlords. What they mean by that is not entirely clear. It could be that they mean that the owners of those properties are individuals as opposed to corporations. And when we look at the stats that we have available, one kind of data set is the rental housing registry for Halifax that's been recently published online. And what we can see from that is about 78% of the total registered kind of housing stock is found in buildings with five or more units. So I think, you know, even if most landlords are smaller individuals, most of the housing stock is actually owned by larger landlords.
Okay.
The other piece you're saying, and the landlords are raising this, is that the rent cap as it currently exists is pricing landlords out of the market. I don't think there's any disagreement that the rent cap as it currently exists is a failed policy. And the reason for that is that it was an emergency policy introduced during the pandemic that sets a hard cap, so 2% or 5% on the amount that rent can be increased each year. Nowhere else in Canada does that. That was a kind of bubble gum and Band-Aids response to the pandemic. What most rent control systems do is that they have a system where they set out like a general guideline of how much the rent should increase each year. But then they have mechanisms for a landlord who's experiencing higher costs to apply to raise their rent above the guideline. So for things like insurance costs or higher heating or oil bills or repair and renovation costs, that's how a normal system of rent control works. And it's puzzling to me that Nova Scotia didn't go in that direction and create that system of above guideline increases years ago. And I think the reality is that the Conservatives inherited this hard rent cap. And instead of making the hard decision to say, how do we make a system that is fair to landlords and tenants, they just booted the decision on the rent cap down the road a couple times. And that created a system that didn't work for anybody. And now the premier's response is saying, this isn't a good system. We have to get rid of it. Well, it was never designed to be permanent. It was always going to have these kind of negative repercussions because it was, not a system that anyone would have asked for.
Mark, the premier told me last week that his government's committed to phasing out the rent cap. What does that look like to you? How can we do that?
So I think if the rent cap is terminated or is ended, what you're going to have is a termination shock.
Right.
Where over the last 6 years, there's been a growing gap between the rents that are paid for tenants or long-term tenants in their staying in their unit, and then the asking rent that's on the market for new tenants. So that's that kind of rent gap. If you phase out the rent cap, the shock of that accumulated difference over the last 6 years is going to shrink very quickly. And what you'll see are very high rent increases targeted most especially at the lower income long-term tenants. So what you're going to see is a lot of seniors and other people on fixed incomes who are getting hit by years worth of rent increases all at once. And that's going to lead to a lot of evictions. It's going to lead to a lot of people owing arrears. And it's just not going to be affordable for people who are on fixed incomes that haven't increased along with inflation. So I think it would be a very dangerous approach to take. And the much more measured and balanced way to go forward is to create what almost every other province does that has rent control, is to create a kind of a system for trying to say, hey, what is a fair rent increase each year?
Yeah, it puts us into a pretty pickle, doesn't it? Because of that sticker shock that many, including myself, are anticipating when this thing comes down.
Yeah, it's going to be really sad because it's going to the primary victims of this are going to be people like seniors, people on old age security, on guaranteed income supplement. You know, if you're on guaranteed income supplement as a senior, you're looking at an income of around $2,000 a month, a little less than that. And if your rent all of a sudden goes up to $1,500, $1,600 plus utilities, you're just not going to be able to afford that. There aren't other kind of programs available in enough quantity to be able to make up the difference. So we have like rent supplements in Nova Scotia, but the funding for that is mainly coming from the federal government and it's set to expire in 2028. So there's not really a clear plan here what to do with the kind of, the casualties that will result from a sharp removal of the rent cap.
Mark, we'll have to leave it there. Out of time. I appreciate yours.
Okay. Thank you so much.
That is Mark Culligan. He joins us from Dalhousie Legal Aid as we continue to watch the calendar as 2027 is not that far away. And with the premier telling us last week that his government is committed to phasing out that rent cap. How that looks, what that looks like, is anybody's guess, at least at this point. And I know it has many people who are renters who have and I'm going to say this, benefited from the rent cap, as much as a 5% increase is it's not much of a benefit, but I'll put myself into that category. Benefited from the rent cap. I hadn't seen those massive increases that some of you have. But when that cap comes off, if it comes off completely, then I'm looking at a significant increase, and I know many of you are as well. How the phase-in or phase-out works, I guess we'll have to wait and see. Time for us to take a break. We're going to